Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Cindy Atkins and Jared Johnson with the Pella Opera House join us on today's program to talk about upcoming holiday events at the Opera House, including the Festival of Trees.
So we are very excited to have the Festival of Trees this year, and some of the excitement extends around the fact that we are expanding some of the activities that we have available here. This year, because we are limited in the number of shows we're able to put on our stage, instead, we're converting our stage into a children's winter wonderland. And on stage, children will be able to enjoy trees that are just designed to tickle their fancy at Christmas time. In addition to that, we are also going to be having an entertainment series that is available for children every Saturday morning in November. The nice thing about this short entertainment activity is that it's all free. So every November, starting at 10 a.m., we have something happening in the theater. We have on November 7th, Lois Vermeer is going to be in reading some of her Christmas books. We're going to have local illustrator Joe Hawks in on November 14th. Central College Carol Singers will be coming down and doing some Christmas sing-alongs for children and adults. And we end it on November 28th with a visit from Santa and Mrs. Claus. So we're just excited to be able to bring some children into the theater and have them socially distant and yet enjoy just a short program of something Christmas in the Opera House. We are doing the Festival of Trees a little different this year in that we will have a path that people will follow throughout the Opera House so that they can remain socially distanced from other people as they go through. And this year, just because of the year we're having, masks are required.
Well, and Jarrah, I know you're a performer yourself, so I'm guessing it's kind of different not to be able to get on stage and to see others get on stage. But how have you and Cindy worked together and with the rest of your staff to really enhance what the Festival of Trees will look like this year?
Well, I think, like Cindy was saying, you know, we wanted just to create something special still in our historic theater with that Children's Winter Wonderland, and to have that entertainment, just something to where kids can still get in the Christmas spirit, and the adults too, to join in, you know, with these great local artists and authors. And of course, you know, the fun thing too, we thought, you know, having Santa and Mrs. Claus, obviously that will look a little bit different this year with masks required. We are going to do that here. But we're, instead of sitting on Santa's lap telling him what you want, I'm going to encourage kids to bring in their letters to Santa. And we'll have a mailbox that they can put those in. And throughout December, you know, we're going to read some of those letters that kids have read to Santa and, you know, and send them with him too. But just as a way, just for kids to have fun. And there's going to be trees that are also going to be auctioned that will be on the stage. And they're kids geared for all things that kids love to see, the lights, the, you know, kid characters.
And Andrew, don't forget, we also are continuing to have the Great Hall filled with all sorts of trees so that people will be able to bid on a variety of trees down in the Great Hall as well. All of the bidding for Festival of Trees goes to support our youth programming here at the Opera House. It's a fundraiser for us. We expect it to be also just a very fun event throughout November.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing, too, with everybody's, you know, comfort level with all of that's going on, all of our bidding will be online, the online system. So even if you can't make it into our Festival of Trees or up to our boutique on the balcony or the entertainment series, we'll have a lot of things online, especially for bidding, that people can do. And just enjoy the Christmas season that way if they're not comfortable coming out in person.
I have to do a shout out to our volunteers as well. We've had volunteers working on our boutique on the balcony items for weeks now. And it's so exciting to see some of the things that they've created that will be available for people to purchase for Christmas season and take with them right away. So it's not all auction, although a lot of it is. There will also be some things to just shop and enjoy.
Well, and Cindy, go ahead and remind our listeners again when they can come in, especially with the extended days and some of the hours you have.
Okay, we are opening on November 6th at 3 p.m. to the public. Throughout the festival, which continues until December 5th, we will be open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 4. We'll be open on Thursdays until 6 and Fridays until 5. We will be closing and all bids will be tabulated at noon on December 5th. So while the auction closes at noon on December 5th, we expect that afternoon people will be able to start coming into the Opera House and picking up their goodies to take them home and enjoy them in their own homes throughout the season.
Anything else coming up at the Opera House as it relates to Christmas time or the holidays?
Oh my goodness, we've got some nice surprises that will be coming in December, and we're looking forward to promoting those very soon.
And then I know that we're still a little bit of ways away, but obviously, as you mentioned, you haven't been able to have your shows, and you've talked to me over the course of the past several months about supporting the Opera House. That support can be pretty critical, especially as people think about end-of-year donations and those kinds of things coming up and Christmas giving. Now would be a good time to consider and kind of learn what you guys have to offer.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Andrew, this community has been very generous, but this is a hard, hard time for performing arts especially. So we're very thankful for people who go to our website at www.pellaoperahouse.org, and they will be able on there to find information not only about things that are going on at the Opera House, but also find a way to donate or to provide us with a membership. Those funds that are given through memberships and donations are just so critical right now to helping us survive and thrive in a very difficult time.
Once again, that was Jared Johnson and Cindy Atkins with the Pella Opera House. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLUS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.